Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, Lee, Iran says to Trump, forget it.
Big surprise there.
We're not going to stop enriching uranium.
Yeah.
Which is very helpful. I'm glad this happened. We don't have to waste months and months and months while they continue to enrich uranium. Something really bizarre is going on here. Israel News just ran this. There is a fierce lobbying war going on right now. It's the strangest thing. On the one side, Israel wants to go ahead and take out the nuclear spots, especially the ones in Iran where uranium is being enriched. Especially since the IAEA just busted them, said they have always lied. They've always continued their enrichment activities. They have violated every single agreement they've ever been a part of and are not likely to, no matter what agreement they cut with you to your face, they're not likely to honor it. We even know where those sites are now. It's a roadmap to take them out. That's the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is they oversee Iran. Which, by the way, Iran agreed to, but they're now violating it. Okay, so on the one hand, there's Israel going, wow, can you imagine the next October 7th, but with, a nuclear missile or just radiological material in a suitcase? On the other hand, you have Tucker Carlson, who is allegedly, we don't know, but allegedly getting paid by Qatar, who's out there saying Iran is not even, they're not even enriching anything. They don't want a bomb. But besides, if they did, we should let them have it. Then you've got Mark Levin. And so Israel is just writing, the Times of Israel, that Tucker Carlson has become very powerful in the Trump administration and has talked Trump into recent weeks into backing down on what he was saying just a few weeks ago, which is we're going to bomb these facilities. So Tucker Carlson's out there in a viral clip right now, just to show you the both sides of this, the argument of this. Here's what he said. He's wailing on Mark Levin. He said, Mark Levin was at the White House today lobbying for a war with Iran. To be clear, Levin has no plans to fight in this war. He's demanding American troops do it. No, he's not. Nobody wants the troops there. That's not true. Nobody's even proposed that. And he says that Levin wants to stop Iran from building nuclear weapons. So there's a fierce lobbying war going on. Here's what Tucker Carlson writes. And I usually love Tucker. I'm with him, but I think he's lost his mind. Iran, he says, if the U.S. government knew Iran was weeks away from possessing a nuclear weapon, we'd be at war already. Iran knows this, which is why they aren't building one. And that's a problem because overnight, the Ayatollah himself weighed in and says he's got a right to have a nuclear weapon. Oops. Kind of sounds like they are building one. Kind of sounds like they want one. So this give and take's going back and forth. But what the Ayatollah just wrote is jaw-dropping. So not only are they saying, no, we have the right to continue enriching, in other words, admitting they're doing it. On top of that, the Ayatollah says, look, if you Americans have one, This is on his X feed. You Americans possess atomic bombs. You have the massive destruction of the world at your disposal. What business is it of yours whether the Iranian nation should or shouldn't have uranium enrichment and whether it should and shouldn't have a nuclear industry? So they do. They are justifying having a bomb right there on the Khamenei's X feed. He says, you know, what business is of yours? We'll be fine. Let us have them. Let's see. From the same X account, the Ayatollah Khamenei promised, didn't threaten, promised to kill Trump and everyone around him. It's called a fatwa. He put a fatwa on him, calling all believers to murder Trump and his entire inner circle. But, you know, he's a good guy. It'll be fine. We just let him do what he wants. Then, after October 7th, Iran armed the Houthis. Forget this, Lee. I looked up the latest number. 246 different attacks, unprovoked, on trade ships. Why are you hitting trade ships? And military vessels, ours and the Brits, in the Red Sea. 20% of trade goes through there. They're just hitting them. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt, Iran was supplying them because two Navy SEALs died entering an Iranian vessel that we caught shipping them the latest drone tech. These are bomber drones. And Iran admitted proudly that they backed the October 7th attacks. They provided the funds and the logistical support for October 7th. That's Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and Washington Post. So let me get it straight. Tucker Carlson and the Ayatollah, who are now on the same page somehow, want us to let Iran do all that again, but with nukes this time and radiological weapons. Do I have that straight?
That's pretty much what it sounds like, yeah.
Can you imagine the Houthis? And again, when you enrich this stuff at 60%, there is no nation on earth that does not have nuclear bombs that is enriching at that level. When you do that, that doesn't just mean you're going to have a nuclear warhead and a nice little missile and it's going to go kabloom. There's a lot of really awful society crippling things, economy crippling things Iran could do to us, Israel, the Middle East, Saudi Arabia. I mean, you pick a country with just the fissile material. Never, you don't have to put it on a like a specifically a nuclear warhead. Can you imagine the Houthis with this stuff? Because they're going to have it. Trust us, we'll be fine.
Yeah, that's where the problem is.
When they have been nothing but untrustworthy since October 7th, mass bloodshed from Hezbollah to the Houthis to their support of Hamas.
Well, Iran has been untrustworthy since 1979.
So. We're also supposed to believe that even though, as you pointed out, Iran a direct hit Israel for the first time, they totally will never put any of the nuclear material anywhere near anything they're bombing Iran, bombing Israel with. That'll never happen. I hope Qatar's paying Carlson a lot. Because, I mean, I've admired him for years. I can't even listen to him anymore. I'm like, you've lost your mind. You've lost the thread, buddy. Before October 7th, you might argue, well, Iran hasn't done anything much lately. Not anymore.
Yeah, that's the problem. I understand the libertarian view of saying, you know, well, look, sovereign nations have the right to do what they want to do. I get that. But we don't operate in a vacuum. And obviously Iran over the years, since the Ayatollahs took over that government, deposing the Shah, have been a threat to world peace and the sovereignty of neighboring nations for decades.
I don't even know why there's a debate on this. I'm literally confused. The Ayatollah is arguing from the same account he used to threaten to kill Trump and call for his murder, put a fatwa on him. No, we should totally have nukes. We should have them. From the account you threatened to assassinate Trump. And by the way, don't send me a text saying, oh, that's just hollow. He's just talking. We have two of their assassins in prison. One of whom tried to hire a cartel hitman to kill Trump. We've got two of them. There's a third one who's also in prison. He's not Iranian. He's Pakistani, but he was doing the same thing. Got all three, actually. So they've tried. These are not idle threats. But, totally give them a nuke. It's only fair. If we have one, they should have one, too. I can't even imagine. Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine they get in here? And you know they have operatives in here.
I guess it's nuclear equity.
Nuclear equity. Yeah, sure. Right. Well, you don't have a right to nuclear equity.
Yes.
You don't have a right to that.
Yeah.
What I want back is the bodies of the two Navy SEALs who were dead because of Iran. They don't get to have nukes. They just don't. No. They don't get to have them. They're too dangerous. We don't do things like that. They do. Can you imagine the guys, just picture this, the guys on the hang gliders who flew in and turned what was supposed to be a concert into a rape fest, tied families down and burnt them alive. Can you imagine those guys flying in on their hang gliders, except this time they have dirty bombs? Can you imagine them flying in on their hang gliders over the Trump wall from Mexico? Imagine all of it. Because it could happen. They've got operatives inside this country. You know they do. So I really hope that Trump listens to Levin and not Carlson. Because Iran has completely nullified any right it had to self-defense. We need self-defense from Iran. The whole world does. It's not just about Israel. It's us too. It's everybody. By the way, never forget this. Someone inside the Iranian military wanted us to have, and this is why they leaked it, Iran's plan to detonate a nuke above our country so as to knock out parts of our grid. You don't want to live through that. It'd be a disaster. Just some of the things they could do with the nuke that Tucker Carlson wants us to trust them with. And this idea of sending troops there, that's very strange. We're not talking about that. We're talking about bombing the nuclear facilities. Folks, we don't want to hurt anyone in Iran. Do you know the country right now where Christianity is spreading at the fastest rate? It's Iran. This new poll, 80% of Iranians don't want to be ruled by this lunatic. It's not the Iranian people that are the problem. We don't want to fight them. We just want to take out the facilities, keep everybody safe.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin having an hour and 15-minute long phone call. Love to be a fly on the wall for that. The key takeaway, Putin telling Trump, I'm going to have to retaliate for the blowing up of our bombers, the destruction of our bridge. And Trump announcing that, Putin's being really open. Glad we're talking now, but I'm going to have to retaliate. I would love to have been a fly on the wall, because what's going on over there right now is one of the most fascinating things I've ever seen. Chanel Rion with OANN, I think, nails it. She said, NATO is trying to start World War III on Trump's watch, make it Trump's war. So he has no choice but to proceed further into the war. When you realize what's going on right now between us and Russia, pull back for a minute and think about this. This is the single most aggressive act ever conducted against Russia by NATO. And NATO is us. It was us, Germany, and France. Everybody knows nothing happens with NATO unless we thumbs up it. So who gave the thumbs up? Who gave it? I haven't even known how to talk about this because I don't know the answer to that question. Did Trump wink, wink, nod, nod, thumbs up it? Like, don't tell me what's going on. I need plausible deniability. Or does he not know? See, either one of those positions is fraught with danger. Something really interesting is going on X. X sets the agenda for this country now. What is important, what people are talking about, and it trends over and over and over and over, and it won't stop. And the media won't talk about it, which means it's what we should be talking about. It's the name Mike Pompeo, Lindsey Graham, and the Logan Act. Trump hasn't said a thing about Lindsey Graham going over there and shaking his fist at Russia, as it turns out, a day before the attack, which no way, no how Ukraine pulled off on their own. There's no way. And we know that because the New York Times broke in March that we have a war room in Badensburg, Germany, where U.S. Generals have run the entire war. So we've been at war with Russia. It's not new. Putin knows that. So the idea that Vladimir Zelensky pulled this off by himself when it has now been confessed to by our military, by the New York Times, yeah, we've been running a war the whole time. Think Putin's going to believe that? He doesn't. That's why he told Trump, I'm going to have to retaliate. Can't let this stand. Rebecca Koffler has the most interesting take on this, I think. She's a Fox News commentator, former high-ranking CIA and DIA. She still has classified clearances, so she can see a lot more about this conflict than we can. And she was just talking about it. She said, we are no longer in a proxy war with Russia. And don't say that's a Russian talking point. That's a Marco Rubio talking point. He confessed that. We started it. This is a proxy war. He said that, the media went wild. I thought it was great. I thought it was a good healing starting point so as not to end up in World War III. Look, if Russia wants to go to war with France and Germany and the UK and they want to kill each other, have at it. I don't care how it ends. Leave us out of it. We can't do it right now. We're broke. The slightest wobble in our economy is going to set the bond market off. We need a perfect, big, beautiful bond market to even have a hope of staying stable enough to pass this big, beautiful bill, get the agenda through. We cannot have World War III. We can't have it. We can't afford it. We can't do it. It's a disaster. Here's Rebecca Koffler warning about where we are. By the way, she was the CIA's top Russia spy before she retired.
We are no longer in a proxy war with Russia. The United States is now officially in a direct kinetic war with Moscow because of how Russia looks at things. Ukraine has no indigenous capability to execute this tactically brilliant operation that doesn't have satellites. It cannot geolocate these strategic nuclear bombers, right? That those bombers are reserved to wage nuclear war, and Ukraine just attacked them. And that came right after Ukraine tried to assassinate President Putin. Russian President Putin's helicopter, when he was visiting Ukraine, came under a drone attack.
She's warning that while she can't give us the details because it's in classified data, we are climbing up the escalation ladder with Russia very rapidly.
The nuclear doctrine of the Russian Federation that Putin actually updated late last year, because he has noticed that we are consistently climbing this escalation ladder. It has a clause of a joint attack. And so they are looking at this attack that it is enabled by the United States. And that is the danger. We are climbing very steadily the escalation ladder, and we're probably, the actual full ladder is classified, so I can't talk about it, but it's my official intelligence assessment that we have climbed up more than 50% at this point. And the danger is here. At first, it goes pretty gradually, but then after you cross a certain threshold, it goes very, very fast into cyber warfare, space warfare, and then all the way into the nuclear. And every single war game that we conducted back in the intelligence community, and we conducted dozens of them, and I led some of the red teams, it ended up in a nuclear war. And guess what? Blue lost and red won.
Ouch. So Caroline Leavitt asked about this.
May have one more on Ukrainian drone attack on Russia. Was President Trump informed in advance by Ukraine that the attack is coming?
He was not. Kerry.
He was not. That's a problem. You know what that means? That means if Trump cuts a peace deal, he can't control anyone involved. So all that what Russia hears, what they know, is, wow, okay, we'd be expected to comply with a peace deal. We can't do anything, but they're going to hit us. And Trump has no control over Ukraine and no control over his own intel agencies. Look, Russia knows this. Trump ordered our troops out of Syria the first 2 years of his last presidency, and the Pentagon just ignored him. Took him 2 years to get him out. Russia knows he doesn't have operational control over this government. Or may not have operational control. Here's another question. Everybody's been asking the Trump regime, hey, did Ukraine inform you that they were going to do this? They say no. Nobody's asking the next question. The CIA tell you? Oh, they knew. Did the Pentagon tell you? Defense Intelligence Agency, any of them, they tell you? Because they knew. They were running the whole thing from Germany. What does this say to Putin? Trump's either lying or he doesn't have control of his own government. Now, what the truth is doesn't matter. I don't think Trump has bad intentions here, but this really complicates things. And folks, that is why Lindsey Graham, and get this, former head of the CIA and former State Department head under Trump, Mike Pompeo, just went to Ukraine same day as Lindsey Graham. Something weird's going on over there, folks. Brett Baer, Gordon Chang, on Fox News asking the same question I've been. Why are we even talking to China? Allegedly, the goalposts moved in the last 2 weeks. Now we're trying to get them to let us into their markets. While they apparently tried to physically wipe us out. I'm quite frankly confused at this point. 500% tariffs on China should be about the only reaction to what we've learned this week. Bringing a dangerous toxin into America, one that can cause liver damage, liver failure, kidney damage, kidney failure, the destruction of our crops. You don't even know what that would do to food. Prices spike through the roof, make us dependent on other places. I would call us starvation somewhere in the world. We're either going to win the food and import it, and somebody's going to starve. I don't even want to paint the picture. It's too depressing on the way to work. And reproductive problems. This is a bioweapon. It's what it is. And they sent it. And understand something. Both of these people were Communist Party members, okay? Americans don't understand this. It's not like here. When you want to join the Democrat Party, you just go register as a Democrat and everybody, you know, lets you in. There's about 1,000 families that are members of the communist. It's an oligarchy of the Chinese Communist Party. They will occasionally let others join. But they study you, watch you, observe you, and put you on a track from the time you're in our equivalent of the sixth grade. And the process goes till you're in your early 20s. You are completely indoctrinated. You are tested 5 ways to heaven for your absolute total loyalty and willingness to give everything, to die for the Communist Party. And then maybe they let you in, maybe. And that's after they track you through an ROTC-style program as well. So when our media says, hey, these two are members of the Communist Party, it just sounds like, oh, well, you know, like, you know, kind of like, yeah, like I joined the Republican Party, but now I'm unaffiliated. No, it's not like that. If you're not a member of the Communist Chinese Party, you are essentially a serf and a slave. You have to have total, absolute, and complete loyalty, and they have to know it. You let somebody like that do research at a U.S. university? What are they even in the country? We need to suspend every one of these visas. But Todd Pyro at Fox News and Gordon Chang, a Chinese dissident with the Gatestone Institute, saying the same thing. We should not even be talking to China at this point about any kind of trade.
You know, this case in the University of Michigan, this was a biological weapons attack on the United States, an attempt to blight our agriculture, specifically barley, grain, rice, all the rest of it. And this has been going on for at least a half decade, because in 2020, Americans in all 50 states received from China unsolicited seeds, and that's an attempt to plant these invasive species. So first of all, this woman shouldn't get bail at all. She should be sent to Guantanamo. But the point here is that we shouldn't be talking to a regime that is actively taking our country down. And this is not just the fungus. This is fentanyl. This is COVID. This is all the rest of it. This has to stop.
Remember, they were also running a bioweapons lab here illegally, inside of which they not only had deadly strains of COVID that have not yet been released, bubonic plague and other problems, they had mice specially engineered to deliver those things if released. And the whole thing was funded by the Chinese Communist Party. One of their business interests. They're just like, nah. Oh, well. We didn't even put sanctions on them. That was under Biden. Well, this breaks, and I mean, I don't mean to criticize Trump here, but he's tweeting about what a great guy she is and how he just wishes they could come to an agreement, how much he admires him. I don't know. Here's Gordon Chang.
The Chinese are stalling. They want more time beyond the 90-day pause that was declared on May 12th. China always does this. Yeah, there might be agreement eventually if we cave in. But no, there shouldn't be an agreement. And I don't think Xi Jinping is going to honor it. He's lost a lot of influence and control recently. He may not have the authority to deal, because there are even rumors that he might be deposed this summer. But nonetheless, we know that there are a lot of civilian and military officials at the top of the Communist Party that don't want him exercising any sort of power.
Sounds like a good time to completely cut them off. 500% tariffs, done, finished, wall around China. Let's try to collapse the CCP. Get the people to overthrow it, because they're starving. Because folks, we're going to fight that way economically, or we're going to fight them in a kinetic war. Our choice. And we're making it right now. They are showing us who they are. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go, 800-905-0989. Texter rates. Oh, where'd this go? You guys get excited. You send me a lot of texts and then it advances down. I'm sorry. Oh, here it is. It was a dumpster fire at the Haywood Mall yesterday. Have you noticed a lot of bad headlines from there? Seems like there's a lot of shootings. You still shop there? It looks nice when you pull up. What I do is I shop online and I just use it as a return point. But is it actually safe to shop at Haywood Mall? One of the things really interesting about the Haywood Mall, there's a lot of shootings reported there. So it seems like there's a lot of shooting going on. But then later on, it ends up being debunked. And people called in, yes, said it was a shooting when they called in, but it wasn't a shooting. In fact, in the last 5 years, there's only been two shootings between 2020 and 25 at Haywood Mall. There's been a whole bunch of other incidents, though, where it seems like there's a shooting, but then later on, one of them ended up being a balloon popping. Another one was a fight, yes, but there was no actual shooting. So, the last shooting that occurred at in Haywood Mall was the parking garage near Dillard's. That was in July of 2020. So it's been a while. But there have been quite a few violent incidents there, and I'll run through them. February 23, armed robbery in the food court. Two men armed with a handgun robbed and injured a victim. Not with the handgun, though. They did it without firing the weapon, but they did have a weapon. Then in 23, fight involving juveniles. They live streamed that, unfortunately, on Facebook. May of 25, juvenile fight outside the Cheesecake Factory. One juvenile charged with assault. And then yesterday, shooting following a fight inside Haywood Mall that spilled out into the parking lot with one person firing a gun. Thankfully, nobody was hit. And then there have been others. This is what makes it seems like there's a lot more crime there than there actually is. August 5th, 23, balloon popping incident. So shots fired prompted a mall evacuation, panic. You know, all the news is on site. People are terrified. Police determined the noise came from two teenagers, 13 and 15, popping balloons inside in the parking garage. Both were charged with breach of peace, high and aggravated due to a significant disruption caused. And there was another one in May, like last month of 25. This is around in the food court. Led to a lockdown, reports of gunfire. It was an assault with throwing chairs, but there was no shooting. But people panicked. So that's pretty much the extent of it. Just the same, I don't browse there. I just go straight for the return table and, you know, I order stuff. I keep what I like and I just return what I don't want. But that's not really about violence or anything or fear or anything like at all like that. It's just convenience. I just like to shop online. I don't like to browse. It takes too much time. I got too much stuff to do. Texter writes, Rapid Polygraph Intelligence Department, clear it out. Yeah, folks, because and like I said, I was talking about this phone call from Putin yesterday. It's a top 10 in the country story. Putin saying, I'm going to have to retaliate. I don't know how Trump gets to peace now, because it's one of two things. Trump truly wasn't told, either by Ukraine or our intel agencies, had no idea, which means Putin can't cut a peace deal with us. We can't even control our own intel agencies, much less NATO. Why would you agree to stop firing if they're going to keep firing on you? The only other option is that Trump's not an honest broker. This is from Putin's point of view. And he's lying. And Trump did know, or he didn't know, but he directed the government to do something against Russia, in which case you can't trust us to cut a peace deal. Either way, the neocons in the Senate, NATO, all those Euroweenies get what they want, or they hope to. Keep World War III going. Get Trump committed to it by pushing it and pushing it and pushing it so he looks weak. If he backs down, he hates to look weak. And convince Putin it's not worth cutting a peace deal with Trump because Trump can't even control his own government or he's untrustworthy. And that's what's going on right now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.